Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. 24 new local COVID-19 infections have been recorded in New South Wales. 17 are linked to previously confirmed cases, and investigations are underway into the source of the other 7. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's concerned that half of the new cases were in the community while infectious. She says authorities are seeing too many examples of workers who are leaving the house with symptoms and then passing the virus to others.
We can't afford to have people continue to have the virus going about their business. Because we're all in lockdown, hospitality venues and the like are not posing a risk, but people going about their business, shopping and interacting with others is causing the virus to continue to circulate.
Meanwhile, the New South Wales government has announced it will open up new mass vaccination centres in Wollongong, Macquarie Fields and the Sydney CBD. Queensland is reporting 2 new local coronavirus cases. One is a close contact of the Portuguese restaurant cluster and was already isolating, while the other is a 37-year-old woman who works at the Qatar check-in desk at Brisbane's International Airport. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the airport worker has had very limited movements in the community. She also says Queensland has had record test and vaccination numbers in the past 24 hours.
The fact that we've had a large number of testing, plus we are not seeing more wide-scale community cases, is very, very encouraging. But we're not out of the woods yet. We've still got another 24 hours to go to see what happens over the next 24 hours, and we'll update you tomorrow in relation to whether or not we can lift that lockdown.
Government officials say more than 2,600 Australians under the age of 40 have received the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine in the past 2 days. Pfizer remains the recommended vaccine for Australians under the age of 60, but with the country facing a temporary shortage of that jab, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says younger Australians fully briefed on the risk associated with the AstraZeneca shot can now choose to get it. Queensland Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young is among those to say she does not want people under 40 to receive the AstraZeneca vaccine due to the risk associated with developing a very rare but potentially fatal blood clotting disorder. COVID-19 Task Force Commander Lieutenant General John Fruin told Channel 9 that thousands of young Australians clearly disagree with her.
I would hope that all Australians have the right to make informed choice about the available vaccines. We have additional AstraZeneca available. In the last 2 days since the Prime Minister made this announcement, 2,616 Australians under 40 have chosen, with informed consent, to have AstraZeneca. Now, that's 2,600 Australians who feel right now they would rather have the available vaccine than wait.
Meanwhile, co-chair of the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, Associate Professor Christopher Blythe, has told the ABC there are some situations where under 40s getting the AstraZeneca vaccine would be warranted, but they're quite small. The death toll from the collapse of a 12-story apartment building near the United States city of Miami has risen to 18. Authorities say 2 of the confirmed fatalities are children aged 4 and 10. More than 140 others remain unaccounted for after the incident last week. Nobody has been pulled alive from the rubble as yet, but officials say they still have hope of finding survivors. United States entertainer Bill Cosby has made his first public appearance since being released from prison after a court overturned his sexual assault conviction. The 83-year-old was found guilty in 2018 of sexually assaulting Andrea Constand in his home in 2004 after giving her unidentified pills. But a majority of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has now found that a state prosecutor, Bruce Castor, struck a deal with Cosby's lawyers in 2005 to prevent him from being charged in the case. Speaking outside Cosby's home, his lawyer, Jennifer Bongean, says she's thrilled her client's been released.
I want to say this about the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They demonstrated that they were impervious to the court of public opinion, which, frankly, the lower courts were not. We knew all along he never should have been prosecuted for this. He had every right to rely on the prosecutor's word. And they pulled the rug out from underneath him because of politics, because of the court of public opinion, and that is not how our system should operate.
Cosby served more than 2 years of a potential 3 to 10 year sentence. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. This is SBS News in Easy English.